You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Welcome to the Insight Podcast. I'm Karen Kinnaird with the Messenger, sitting in for Brian Hobbs. Joining us today is Amy Cordova, Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma's Women's Ministry Specialist, and special guest Dr. Lena Abujamru. Lena is a pediatric emergency room doctor and founder of Living with Power Ministries. Lena's offered several books, including Thrive, Stripped, and Resolved. She's host of Today's Single Christian on Moody Radio, and she's host of Morning Minutes, a daily audio devotional available on her website. Lena, it's good to have you.
Hey, it's great to be with you guys. I miss you guys.
We miss you. We enjoy hearing from you. It's good to hear your voice. I know a lot of Oklahoma women are excited that you're on the podcast today.
Yeah, the only problem that I foresee is that you can't give me a piece of pie over the phone.
So that may not work. We know you love those fried pies, and we do too.
Yeah, well, it's become a thing, and I actually now have a favorite flavor. So, you know you're becoming an Oklahoman when you have a favorite flavor.
Well, and what is that flavor?
Go. Oh, hands down, the pecan. Pecan? I don't know how you say
right.
it.
Pecan.
Yeah,
pecan.
That's my favorite. Yep.
It's a good one.
I made my mind.
Very good. Well, Lena, you're a good friend to Oklahoma Baptists, and recently you were in town speaking at the Oklahoma State Evangelism Conference. Your message was on urgency. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I was invited to speak, and honestly, it's always an honor to be in Oklahoma. I love the BGCO. You guys have been so kind and gracious to me, and I always think about that. I always think about people who invite me to speak without really knowing me too much. So you get my name, and right there, it's like it's a wild card. Like, you have no idea what you're getting yourself into. And I think people are always pleasantly surprised that I'm actually fluent in English. At least my patients are. So I work in the ER, and they're always like, oh, she actually speaks English. So, but I remember when Kelly King first asked me to come to the PGCO, and honestly, I'd never met her before. She had come across my podcast. I was doing a lot of Bible teaching, you know, on iTunes, and I was thrilled, honestly. It was a highlight of my year that year. It was a few years ago, and it really was one of those conferences that is forever in my mind. And every time I've gone back to the BGCO in the fall, in the spring retreat, it's been sort of a highlight and better than I expected or better than I remembered. Like, I just come every time and leave refreshed and excited, and really personally, more so, I guess, everybody gets excited at retreat, but for me, God has used you guys to just fuel sort of my passion for ministry. I think anybody in ministry has this sense of urgency of why God has called me specifically and how do I fit in into the bigger picture. And one of the great strains, and I think in the path of pursuing what God has for us, is to sort of just not get discouraged along the way. And I think God has used you guys to really, I call them breadcrumbs of grace, to throw me breadcrumbs of grace at times in the ministry, in my personal ministry, when I felt like, man, this isn't going anywhere. I'm not sure there's any more. Although in my spirit, I felt like this deep desire to reach the world and just feeling like, how do I break through the next, you know, level of whatever I think God is doing? And it's just been so a huge blessing. And so after the spring, Amy, of course, reached out and invited me to the evangelism conference, and then I found out the topic was urgency. And y'all from Oklahoma know that I am not one to, like, drag my words out. And so right off the bat, I was like, that is it. I'm so pumped about
yes.
that. And more so was this whole concept. I mean, I'm an ER doctor. I'm fast-paced to begin with. I think God has brought me to the world at such a time like this because he knew that no other era could handle, you know, my personality and my pace. And it just seems to fit into our culture because I think we're so multi, like everybody functions at so many different levels. We multitask so much. And so my style, I think, is conducive to this time. But the urgency to spread the word of God and to, I think, two layers. One is to tell people about Jesus. That's the obvious layer. I mean, evangelism is about that. But my heart and passion, and I think where I felt the SEC was so awesome for me, was I want to stir up Christians and ignite their passion for Jesus in such a way that evangelism isn't something they do, it is something they are, and it mm-hmm. is an outflow of their walk with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a huge heart for the church, for Christians, and for people who are really serious about God but just need sort of a you know, just like if you're at a campfire, just throw some oil on that fire and see it explode. And I think that was what the conference was about for me, was kind of putting my heart in that place where God could revive me, and then I could in turn be used by Him to hopefully encourage other Christians to just go at it, no holding back, just all after Jesus and after what He has for us in our life.
You definitely did that for us at SEC, and we enjoyed hearing from you. You just have an urgency about you, and it is very inspiring. And so we had a great time with over 400 women at that event, and we're so thankful that you came. You told us a little bit about what you've been doing lately, and so we wanted to hear a little bit more about that.
Yeah, Lena, I understand you've made a shift in your medical profession to telemedicine. How has that benefited your ministry?
I'm actually licensed in Oklahoma, so maybe some of the listeners have been my patients before. I've had some actually recognize my voice from the radio. In fact, yesterday I had a woman from, not from Oklahoma, but from North Carolina or somewhere, tell me she had enjoyed our interaction back in January so much that she went online and looked me up and ended up buying my book, and one of my books, I think, Resolved. And just she happened to, you know, I was the doctor who picked her son up again yesterday to take care of, and I thought, and she just filled me in on that. I was just so excited about that. I feel like it's a whole new field of reaching people, even without knowing. Like, I never even told her back in January, hey, I'm a doctor who loves Jesus. Like, it just was one of those things where I enjoy what I'm doing right now so much, and I think it translates into high patient satisfaction, which is basically transferring, you know, in of itself, a path towards them. You know, you can Google anybody anymore, so both good and bad. But the Lord, you know, it's happened progressively. I knew back in 2000 I was called to teach the Bible, and I don't know that anybody really knows how to, you know, how to, what that looks like for a doctor. I was just finishing up my fellowship in pediatric ER, and I sort of laid it before the Lord and thought, well, God, I know that this is what you want me to do, and I felt specifically the call to teach the Bible. Like, that was it. Not to go around speaking, not to, you know, write books. It was really to teach the Bible. And slowly but surely, God started unfolding how that would look. And I never in my mind's eye could have predicted what I'm doing now, because it was non-existent. That was in 2002. The iPhone, there was no smartphone. So for me to even imagine a world where I could actually support myself on the phone, let alone all of my ministries basically taken root through the internet, basically between the podcasts and the blogs and the Bible teaching and the things we've been able to do. So it's been really cool to watch. And so slowly but surely, God moved me from initially an academic practice where I was full-time at the Children's Hospital, spent 9 years there. Then I went for 8 years to the community hospital, which was sort of a step back in some ways from pursuing these academic rigorous goals. And I basically had more freedom. At that time, I became a women's ministry director at Harvest Bible Chapel for 3 years and wrote the first two books that I wrote there. And the ministry had really started taking shape. Living with Power became what it is now. We incorporated into a non-for-profit and started having a board and things like that. And then about a year ago, I would say, God started moving in my heart, maybe even a year, 2 years before that, to say, it's getting time to make a change. And I wasn't sure to what, and then the Lord, again, like He always does, you just don't even know how to give Him an idea, because you're just at your wit's end. And He introduced into my life telemedicine, which I've been doing for 3 years. And back in September, I was able to phase out of the ER. I'm actually not out of it. I just work as needed. So the interesting thing is I'm so busy between the medical practice that I do right now on the phone and the computer, and between what I'm doing in the ministry and globally, that I don't remember. I think the last time I was in the ER was a few months ago, and I'm on staff at a couple of hospitals, and, you know, we'll see what God has. But telemedicine is a new field, and it's just been fun. So yeah, I'm enjoying sort of the ride. I feel like I'm surfing some days.
Right. You had mentioned globally, and we've been following your medical mission trips to Lebanon on social media. How's that going?
Awesome. In fact, I guess now we're going on the third year. We started doing the medical missions in a much more organized fashion. I used to go, for a while, I've done medical missions to Africa, to South America, and I would do like one every year or two as the opportunity arose. And just loved it. And honestly, at one point in my life, I felt like God might call me to medical mission and full-time, and somehow that didn't pan out, and my passion was to Bible teach. And anyway, long and short of it is, when He opened the door to the Middle East, that's where I'm from, Lebanon, I basically did a step of faith and started going basically every 3 or 4 months with a dentist and his wife, who are strong Christians and amazing people, and just we've basically teamed up, and so we raise funds, go and see several hundred patients, and, you know, the context is a local church there that God basically has plugged smack dab in the middle of this amazing work of millions of refugees.
Wow.
And they have a Christian school where they teach 300 Syrian students every year. It's a Christian school that has many American teachers that come in and do ELS and different things like that. We do the medical, you know, part of it. They have a couple other doctor teams that come in from Brazil and Germany, but we're the sort of main American team. And they also do distributions and training of women to get jobs and, you know, different skills. And now, the coolest thing about that, so we're still going every 3 months to the medical clinic, and which is expanded, and we have a nurse who's on the ground now year-round, et cetera. So really God has grown it beyond what I imagined. But now, I just started a week ago, actually, a new program called Adopt a Family. And we're working through the, you know, the nitty-gritty part of it, but basically we've launched it. I think we've got nine families supported at $200 a month, which I know sounds so steep, but it's not in a country like Lebanon. Lebanon is not a third-world country. It's sort of a second-world country, but it's quite expensive to live there.
Hmm.
So these refugees basically can survive on $400 a month. So we're subsidizing their costs, and they're all Muslim background Christians for the most part. Some are persecuted Iraqi and Egyptian Christians, and they're all persecuted. They're all being discipled in the church. Many of them, most of them are probably single moms, but there's a combination of, you know, moms with kids or families with kids, and they're waiting to see what God will do in their lives as they grow in the knowledge of the word. And so that is fun, and my prayer is that we would support 50 families every month. So, in fact, today, after I hang up with you, I'm going to record some updated videos to give more details about that project, which I think is just going to be awesome. Churches can take on a family, small groups can take on a family, or individuals.
We're excited about that. Yeah, I imagine many Oklahoma women will want to get their families or churches on board to help do that. It's a great ministry that you have going on there.
Well, we're going to tell, you know, the cool thing about it, I think, beyond, I mean, I know, and a lot of people have questions about, like, what, how, you know, admin costs and all of the details that go around with, you know, how do you know the money's being used, good stewardship and whatnot, all great questions. But I think the coolest part of the project as it takes shape, it's sort of like a World Vision or a Compassion International. The idea is to not just send a check somewhere, but to adopt a family where you keep touch with them. I go every 3 months, so I'm planning on continuing to interact with those families, get updates on how they're doing, create some venue of conversation between family and American family and Syrian family, and just see, you know, again, sort of like a compassion, like where does God take this and how awesome it will be to see the fruit of that a few years down the road. So who knows what, again, you take a step of faith. I feel like everything I've done in ministry has been that, where I just sort of step off the ledge and trust that God's going to catch me. And he does, and he does more than catch us. He just helps us fly, and it's pretty cool to watch.
I love that. I love how you are impacting globally, but oftentimes, even every morning, you are impacting in the home. And so we wanted to hear a little bit more about your morning devotional. I know, Karen, you listen to it every morning.
I do. I've really enjoyed the morning minutes devotional. Matter of fact, my husband will testify to this. You're with me at the makeup mirror every morning.
So, yeah, I'm flattered. That means the world, Karen.
Can you give us a sneak peek? I know you've been teaching out of the Book of John, but can you give us a sneak peek as to what's next?
Oh, I'm so impressed and excited that you asked, because I did not know until a few days ago. And so I sort of plan each series every, you know, as I sort of gauge it, I got it, I guess. I do it the ER style. I just get a sense of, okay, I think it's time to come up with a new one. And in the summer, so I try to go back and forth, Old Testament, New Testament. And you know, there's several challenges when you're planning a devotional like this. I mean, we don't want to bore people, which I know is not the highest priority in Bible, you know, teaching, but still, you want to create an interactive, you know, exciting environment that people want to keep looking and listening every day. So we've purposefully, you know, the whole idea started sort of with that in mind, like how can we get in-depth Bible teaching to people in a way that fits into their lifestyle? Because I think deep in your heart, every Christian wants to be in the Word more. The challenge is that honestly, life is hard. In 2018, and there's not like a lame thing to say, I know it was hard back in, you know, 1900 when they had to go milk the cows and stuff, but our challenge is, even though we have more, everybody understands that, we have more conveniences and opportunity, but we're almost busier and more overwhelmed because of it. And so I don't find any Christians like, dude, I don't want to learn the Bible. It's the opposite. And so I was actually meeting with some millennials at the time that this was created, and we kind of came up with this model, and it was actually my friend Jen who called it Morning Minutes, and I liked it, and we stuck with it. But we started last summer. I created James, and then we did Ruth and Esther.
Yes, that was
our
excellent.
Old Testament summer. That was fun. I know. We have all the back ends. You know, you can listen to them on the app. Then I wanted to tackle a longer book. I just felt like, this is great, but let's give people, you know, like, how do you take a challenge of a long book? And so this round, I've adopted a model where we're 4 weeks on, 1 week off. This is our week off, and we've gone through John. And I really try to do a verse-by-verse, you know, I read basically a section of Scripture, and I try to read it on air because I feel like that's where the power of God is. It's through His Word, not what I have to say about it.
Yeah.
And so it's going to take, like, I think 69, 65-ish, whatever it is, episodes. We'll be done with that towards the end of May. And this summer, the sneak peek, we're doing Summer of Psalms. So I'm picking 40 psalms. I'm going to do a psalm a day, and I've picked up my favorites. And actually, I've just started developing, I'm just through the or kind of the initial outline of where we're going with it. And it's going to be a summer of hope, really. It's a focus on hope, and I love the psalms, so I'm excited about it.
That will be great.
That does sound great. I'm looking forward to that.
Well, talking about hope, we heard that you were in Oklahoma actually yesterday when we're recording
this.
There's
hope for me. Yes.
And we heard that you were partnering with Arise Ministry. Is that right?
Yeah. When I was at the SEC, Kitty, my favorite Oklahoman.
She's our favorite,
Katie,
too.
Nix. Yeah, she's awesome. Many people who are listening might know her. And she was the basically our golf cart driver. Nowhere, you know, take us everywhere, find me a tea bag because I was a sick person when I was at the BTCO last spring. And so we really became friends. And she has just been looking on the outlook for ways that maybe God could open doors for the ministry of Living Power and myself. And so she connected me with Pam Canale, who is the head of Arise Ministries, because they're a single mom ministry. And even though I don't have any kids, I think being single, certain challenges overlap. And so we met and just really connected. And I don't know that Kitty had any really, you know, I think she was hoping maybe they'd invite me to speak at something. And they ended up, you know, right after, like the week after, they had a prayer meeting that day that happened to be on that day, met, prayed, and invited me to teach a 4-week series that we just recorded yesterday that we've called, and many of you are going to hear the title and be like, yeah, you need to heed your own advice. It's called Breathe, Finding Rest in the God Who Cares.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought it was funny that everybody would probably say, you know, stop for a minute now and breathe.
Yes.
You know, that's really what God is after in our hearts. So it's a study on Hagar in the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I mean, I just keep thinking, I just love that content. It's going to be awesome. So if you're a single mom, maybe you're not, and you just want to listen to it, it'll be on the AriseMinistries.net website soon, I think,
well,
in the next weeks.
We are excited to have that come out, and I'll be wanting to see that. Even though I'm not single, I think it will still apply to so many women to do that study as well. Now, you mentioned Arise Ministry, where they can find them. Where can we find you online and on social media?
Yeah, you know, we would love for you guys to access so many resources that we have free for you guys. The best place, there's an app and there's a website. They're the same. They're livingwithpower.org. livingwithpower.org. And the app is just Living With Power on Android or iPhone. They really have the same content. The app is just very easy to use. They give you updates like whenever we post something new. So download the app, hit the website, subscribe. You can catch the Morning Minutes that way, or you can actually subscribe specifically to Morning Minutes. Email me too if you have any questions, like you're like, hey, I'm looking for a resource on. I'm serious. I look at all the studies that God has allowed us to compile, and we just got a lot of material for a lot of different kinds of people. And of course, the books have free series to go with them that are also available on the website. So just email me at lena@livingwithpower.org for any questions.
All right. Well, Lena, thanks so much for being with us today. You've made a big impact on Oklahoma, and we love you and appreciate you and consider you one of our own. And we'll be talking to you soon.
Oh, it's been an honor, honestly, and I feel like pretty soon I'm going to bleed sooner blood or something. I don't know. or that
our first date would
blood.
Love that.
Right. It's been awesome being with you. Seriously, I love you guys and pray for you regularly.
Well, we love you, Lena. Thank you for joining us on the podcast today.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.